We want to pray first of all tonight about help hearing. In other words, we want to start off praying about everyone have the ability to hear the truth about health. You know, we're not only praying for the congregation here, we're praying for people all over the world. We have 800 to 900 people, more than probably 2,000 or 3,000 people listening, even on Wednesday. So, health hearing, what is Romans 10:17, so faith come by hearing? Yeah, well, let's take that first scripture, and then we're going to take James 1:5 to deal with health wisdom. And we're going to take 1 Corinthians 14:2 to deal with health mysteries. I'm going too fast? Health wisdom. You got what the first one I said? Health healing. Health hearing. And then health wisdom, right? What the third one I said? Health wisdom. Health mystery. 1 Corinthians 14:2. By praying in the spirit, right? And then I said another one, didn't I? I said only three. Say them to them again. Well, let's start right there. Father, we thank you right now. We pray in the spirit that the mysteries of health can be unfolded to us, because we're way behind, Lord. I understand. We got things we're dealing with in our bodies. We got to get straight. So give us the wisdom to first of all, believe it's possible. And then, Lord, give us the anointing to mix with our hearing that we get revelation on it. As we pray tonight, we're praying not only for those who are present here, we're praying for people around the world. The body of Christ need to get a hold of their wealthy place, or their healthy place, and their wealthy place, but the healthy place we're praying about. We thank you for it tonight, that you'll give us the wisdom. Go right ahead. Find your place. And pray along that line. Look at those scriptures. I may say something else later on. Shalala bokushi. Brada basukuki. Apapa kasa taro kushi. They will have ears to hear. Dalala basa about our help. Rabba baba. Don't be afraid. No matter where you are, don't be afraid. Antalala basoko shitiri tiko so yata. Urabba beska nana limushaka. Urara bako tutu. Thank you, Lord, for giving us health hearing. We can hear your voice on health. Oh my. Shatara boso koshiti. Andara basa ta 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 koshiki tele moro baba. Urara basa ta ta. Just find your place anywhere you want to go. Arara baba sa taro koshiti. Halala sako tiri titi. Lord, give you. Ask God, give you ears to hear about your health. Alala baba sa. Don't just put it to the side. Satara fight. Katara fight. God, dog it, fight. Hatataroko shitiri brasa toko shitia. Ura baba basa koshikitiri tia. Rabba baba baba sa ta 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 ta. Bring your case before him. Alala baba sa ka shata. Don't sell him. Shata koshiri buru baba basa ta. Thank you, Lord. Hatataroko shiri di di. Ruba basa ta 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 ta. Thank you, Lord. We got ears to hear. And the heart to believe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So does faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Halalebe suku yeti. Atataro babasa. Abra, anoint our ears, Lord, in Jesus' name. Katatara basikiti. Anoint our hearts. Antarala ba soul that we can receive. Dedebeba kasa toro koshi. That the body of Christ go free. That your children go free. Andala ba 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 kasa toro koshi here. Oh ma shata ta 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 ka shata. Rababo suku tele mango si didi. Rababa sukutiri ti 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 ti. Ramama sakushi ki ti 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 ti. Elele mongu diri tatrisha. Piriri burunandi giri di Rusia. Iriboku shakata tataroku shidi. Anoint us to hear, Lord. Charala bakasha teloroku shihi. Andili burumanishkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandaleshkandalesh Elder's house. Place a helper. And all sickness, all disease. Ala le te ke te le mo ko se ke te le ke se ke se te te. Rababa sa ka sa te ro ko se te. Write this down. God said, give me the last word on your health. Don't let nobody else have the last word on your health. Give me the last, and did it. Give me the last word on your health. Shata koro rababa sa ta. Rababa, pray about that. God got the last word. Rababa sa ta ka sha ta ta. Then he says, there's no report I can't change. Write that down. Pray in that atmosphere. Did I say something about health keys? All right, well, that's Matthew's 16:18. Health keys. We will pray about that too. Shata taroko shetiti. Rabba ba ba ba. Health hearing, health wisdom, health mystery, health keys. Hata cha shako tiri. Roba Father, help us. Shata ka shata roba sata. Oh my. Halala ba shoko tiri buru shata. Kata taro ba ba suko shetiti tiri. Roba ba ba suko shetiti. Look at the scriptures as you go. All right, health anointing. That's another aspect. What is 1 John 2:27? Asha tako shiriri ko ta ta ra ra bo so ko shi hi ta ta ra ba ba the six of them ta ra ra ba so ko shi ti five and la bo so ko shi ti bro mandi ski and le mo sha ka ta ra ta ta. Thank you for health hearing, health wisdom, health mystery, health key, health anointing. Ta ra ra bo so ko shi ti ro ba bo ko sha ta ti ri si ti ti. Rababa sata ta ko shata ta. Tara ka shata. Shata ta 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 ta. Now, class, now, intercessors, this is a virgin territory to the church worldwide. You hear what I say?
Yes, sir.
This is virgin territory. The church worldwide at large have not been taught about health. They've been taught about healing. But they haven't been taught how to get their health and keep their health. So majorly the church have been sort of satisfied for getting along pretty good. But the Lord in this season, and it's only going to be a remnant, because some people are resting where they are. to a certain degree there. They don't want to do nothing else. But these points that the Holy Ghost is giving us now, we praying over them, that health anointing, that health wisdom, and health keys, all things going to start being unlocked. I got letters on my desk where a lady tuned in. She couldn't breathe. She was hardly breathing. And said about a quarter of the service, all her breath came back in. And she breathed in normal. So it's happening all over the world. So just hit anyone you want. Just keep hitting them. Hata toro ko shakacha. Roma manesha kenesha. Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Shout out, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we come to you. We see two together. We pray on help. Shout help, healing, help, will, help, me unfold. Father, I'm also appreciated. Father, I'm also appreciated.
Here's a secret on health. Turn to the scripture. Turn to Matthew 13, I think it's verse 10 or verse 11, where it says about the abundance, about the mystery. Verse 11. All right, turn to that verse. And once you get the mystery on health, that voice right there, the Holy Ghost, told me, is telling you it can't be taken from you. Look at the voice. Look at the voice. He said to them, because it's given to you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. Huh? But to them it's not given, all right? Watch what he says now. Watch what he says in the next verse. Watch what he says. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, right? What else he said? All right? But whosoever has not. So what happened? See, we've been getting healed, but we don't have a real revelation of health. So we actually expect to receive something. Indirectly. We ain't praying for it. I ain't praying for no sickness. You ain't praying for no sickness. But, I mean, if it comes, you say it's just normal. But what we're talking about here is divine supernatural health. Once you hear it right, once you understand it right, first of all, you know there's no impossibility. There's no age concern. It doesn't matter how long you've been dealing with it. And it's not a generational Passover. Because what you're going to do is pass over the generation by your faith in God and having the word. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so there's some things in us going to have to be convinced ourselves. We come all this journey and all these years not knowing that we could be healthy. We might talk about it a little bit, you know, God got me or something, but I'm talking about really getting it. You follow it? So that scripture there tell you, once you get the mystery of health, it be in abundance and it can't be taken from you. Now, it doesn't mean the enemy not going to come at it, but you're going to have such health faith functioning, he won't be able to stay long. But if you never have it, see, if you never have an understanding of it, if the whole body of Christ, not being apostolic believers and prophetic believers, to know they can prophesy to their body, you can prophesy to your body. And so we're coming into that, and then I use the word again, there's only going to be a remnant in the body of Christ. All the things God been telling me is going to be a remnant, because there's some who not going to pay the price of changing. You got to make a change. And with God, if someone with God, we're always changing because he's showing us something else. Showing us something else, all right? So now you notice that supernatural divine health mystery, once you catch a hold of it, your health can't be taken from you. That voice showing it. That voice showing it. Y'all see it?
Yes, sir.
You know, two voices. Once you get the mystery of it and understand it, it's yours. Got it?
Yes,
all right, let's go. Let's pray. Shatoto ko shata. Baba soko she tidi tidi kataroko she kata taloko she tidi 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 toko she kadeli busata ta. Thank you, Lord. Andeli burusha kateli shukuya andeli buruta teki soko she kitele monko tidi tidi kusuya ora. Write in your notes, I'm unlocking my health with health faith. Now, these are not normal words. Health faith, that's not normal. I'm unlocking my health with health faith. And so the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of not a thing not seen. So you, with the symptoms and the malfunctioning in this prayer meeting, with faith, you can take your health now. You understand? The Bible said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So the Bible didn't say later faith. So if you're going to use your faith tonight in this intercessory prayer, and the people who are listening and the people who are going to come in, we say they're healthy tonight. And we will not be lying, because we're speaking from another realm. You understand what we're saying? So even though your symptom might act up, but you just say, I'm healthy. I speak to my health right now in the name of Jesus. Do you see it? See, it's all by faith. It's not by feeling. It's not by facts. It's by faith. Your faith will change the feeling. Your faith will change the facts and bring it into the truth. Because actually, as a child of God, the truth is you held it. All right, let's pray. Shatoroko shat. All right, write this down. The health flow begin in my body tonight. John 7:37-39. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living health. A health flow is going through my body right now. John 7:37-39. Now, you know I'm prophesying to you too, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm not asking your permission. I'm not trying to teach you nothing. I'm prophesying to you. Because that's what I'm saying about your body. And that's what I want you to say the same thing. Now, I don't want you to let symptoms scare you. Just get wisdom from God how to deal with them. Got it? Health flowing through my body right now. Now, let me ask this question. And you probably did. Anybody ever said that? Let's just be honest. But you ever, you know? Well, you see, because you're here tonight, you're walking in spiritual virgin territory. And you just spoke to your body something you never said to it. And then you got the rivers of living water. That's the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost of health. You understand that? We ought to shut down and go home. If anything, go home and pray. Shut out our boy. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. God, any one of them will work. You come here, we'll be gone. Roba basa ta ko shiki ti ro ko shiki ti. Roba basa ta ta ko shiki.